Welcome to the Train for Top Dollar podcast. This is Ben Greenfield, your host, and each week we'll be presenting fitness business advice and interviews with professionals in business and marketing fields. This podcast is designed for personal trainers, gym owners, nutritional consultants, lifestyle coaches, and anyone else involved in the wellness field who wants to enhance their income and take control over their business. Stay tuned. With each episode, you're going to learn how to maximize your income and train for top dollar. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Ben Greenfield. Welcome to episode number 8 of the TrainForTopDollar.com podcast. And in this podcast, I'm going to share with you a tool that you can add to your fitness professional toolbox to actually increase your income by thousands per month and sometimes even per week. And the entire chapter 8 of my book, Train for Top Dollar, is devoted to this topic, and that would be nutrition consulting. Before I talk much about nutrition consulting and how you can actually use it to make money, you have to step back a little bit and think about fitness as more than simply exercise. And you'll hear this term thrown around in the fitness industry a little bit. It's a concept that I utilize in my own fitness coaching and personal training, and that's the concept of synergy. So we're going to define synergy as essentially the optimum balance of your client's exercise, diet, and lifestyle choices. Okay, the balance that allows them to achieve ideal wellness, whatever that might be for them. So if that is a body fat percentage of 2%, fine. If that's total body health to add a few years to their life, to prevent osteoporosis, to prevent diabetes type 2, whatever the case may be, that concept of synergy is crucial in order to fully attain the goals that your client has. And my question for you is, can you provide this to your clients? Are you just a tiny cog in their path to wellness, or can you provide them with all the machinery that they need to get to where they want to go? Well, you have to think of yourself in this industry as more than just a fitness coach or a personal trainer, if that's what you are. And in many of my advertising campaigns, I actually advertise myself as, although it might sound silly to some, a wellness coach, because that gets across the concept that I can actually provide more than just, you know, the newest, greatest version of the push-up. So when you advertise yourself as a wellness coach, of course you have to be qualified, and you have to be prepared to offer more than just exercise advice. You need to be able to offer nutrition advice and lifestyle advice. And I talk a little bit more about the lifestyle component of my book, but today I want to focus on that nutrition component. Because let's face it, wellness and synergy make money. The American healthcare system seems to be taking a more favorable shift away from regular westernized allopathic medicine into a more natural preventive approach. And it's really opened the door for $1 trillion nutrition, naturopathy, preventive medicine type of industry. And you can really jump the gun by having a nutrition certification and being established in your community as a person who provides well-informed advice based off research that allows their clients to achieve that synergy. And the other way you can think about it is this: your client wants results. Of course they want results, but can you deliver them the results that they want without having the assistance of a third-party dietitian or nutritionist? In other words, can you get your client on the roadmap to the proper type of eating that allows them to shed the body fat that they want to shed, to give their body the essential amino acids that it needs following a workout, to make the correct supplement decisions? If you can't provide that, then the results that you're going to be attaining for your client will be subpar. So by being able to just gently nudge your clients in the direction of proper nutritional choices, that doesn't mean you have to prescribe their diet. Technically, legally, you can't unless you're a registered dietitian. But just by giving them information and advice, you can achieve overnight results that you didn't get in weeks and weeks and weeks of a proper exercise program. So I paid about $275 for my nutrition certification, and I got it through the ISSN. I'll put a link to their website in the show notes. I studied for that test with a free book from the library. I have interns that work for me. I had one of my college interns pick up that book rather than pay for it for $90 through the certifying agency. And in addition to going through that book and attaining a certification through the ISSN, each day I also read an article from 2 to 3 different wellness or nutrition or preventive focused newsletters. A couple of my favorites are from www.mercola.com, and that's put out by a naturopathic physician, Dr. Mercola. Some of it is kind of fringe advice, but some of it is actually some pretty cutting edge stuff that you can share with your clients. And the other website that I really like is whfoods.com. One of the things that I teach in my book is to follow the one glance rule, and that means that you never look at the same piece of paper twice. You read it once and you move on. Whether you're studying for a nutrition certification or whether you're grazing through the daily articles that you read to keep your clients focused on up-to-date nutrition, you always simply look at an article or look at a chapter in a book one time. If you're reading it without the focus necessary to only go through it one time, you won't retain it the way that you need to. So I teach some of those speed reading concepts and one glance type of concepts in my book, but just try that this week. Any email that you get, any article that you read, any book that you need to review, tell yourself I'm picking this up, and when I set it down, I'm going to be done with it. I can toss it in the trash. It's in my mind. And that's a very powerful tool that you can use, and it really does empower you to be able to pass this information on effectively to your clients when you're standing around training them and actually don't have the articles in your hands. If you are just reading a few different wellness newsletters or nutrition articles per day, which may take you 10, 15 minutes perhaps in the morning, you're going to read the equivalent of 2 to 3 and sometimes even more than that books, full books on nutrition per month, and you can provide frequently updated content to your clients as a part of your nutrition consulting services. And that's a huge step that you can take. When the media calls you up and wants to interview you, when your clients have questions for you, when you need to present something during a consultation to impress a potential client, it's wonderful to be able to draw on that nutrition information. So for about 10 minutes of reading every morning and about a $275 ISSN certification, I net anywhere in the range of $2,000 to $4,000 per month from simply my face-to-face nutrition consulting services alone. That does not count all of the different freelance jobs that I get for magazines by having an established status as a certified nutrition. It doesn't count book sales from the books that I've written based off of my knowledge of nutrition. It doesn't count newspaper article writing. It doesn't count public speaking appearances. But basically, you open up a whole new world when you get a nutrition certification. It pays for itself in about a half day of work. So if you haven't tapped into the wealth of possessing a nutrition certification, then you're nowhere near your potential income as a fitness professional. And in my book, I talk more about which certifications that you can get, some of the legal implications of, for instance, being a registered dietitian versus being a certified nutritionist. And then I also go over some sample fee and business structures that you can use as a nutritional consultant, because it does kind of differ from personal training in that respect. It's a lot of times more of a sharing of information than it is a supervision of workouts. And there's a way that you can tie it in nicely to your personal training program. So that's on the book at Train for Top Dollar. Remember, you can ask a question on the blog, or you can shoot me a question, Ben@trainfortopdollar.com, if there are issues that you'd like to hear about on this website with regard to the fitness profession. So whether you're a gym owner, whether you own your own personal training studio, whether you're a nutritional consultant, essentially I've laid out in about 150 pages of this book everything that you need to enhance your business profit from about 10 different directions, including quite a bit of use of technology. So finally, on October 29th, which is a Wednesday, at Champion Sports Medicine in Spokane, Washington, I will be teaching a clinic that focuses primarily not on everything that's in the book, but on more specifically some of the technology-related issues, because that's where a lot of people run into trouble, is how exactly to set themselves up so that they are one of the most popular websites on the internet, or so that they can provide their clients with, you know, video-based workouts, audio podcasts, things of that nature. So you can read more about that clinic by clicking on the link to the clinic on the right-hand side of the page at trainfortopdollar.com, or just going to trainfortopdollar.com/clinic.html. So until next time, this is Ben Greenfield from trainfortopdollar.com, over and out.